I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game We'll Hammer Out What the Oakland A's Have to Do with This.
You can't touch this.
But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Grandmaster.
You were in attendance at Belmont Park last weekend when American Pharoah became the first Triple Crown winner since affirmed back in 1978. I assume a good time was had by all, especially winning trainer Bob Baffert and winning jockey Victor Espinosa.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great scene. It was one of the best things I've ever been to in my sports writing career. But the interesting thing was, had they not won, Victor Espinosa would have competed for the Triple Crown three times and been denied.
Right.
Baffert would have trained horses four times and been denied in the last race. They would have been the Minnesota Vikings and Buffalo Bills of Triple Crown racing.
Horse racing, as we have all been told over and over again, is a sport in decline. Why do you think we've all been so caught up in American Pharoah's Triple Crown success?
Because it's a thing. It's the Triple Crown. Why are we caught up in, you know, figure skating and gymnastics every 4 years? Not because it's figure skating and gymnastics, but because it's the Olympics. And this is a thing that hadn't happened in 37 years.
Charlie, I know
which, by the way, might as well be 300 years in our current accelerated society.
I know that there's no crying in baseball, but is lying okay when you're coaching a team in the NBA Finals?
I don't know, but lying about Andrew Bogut seems to be a waste of time. Yeah, Steve Kerr lied about whether or not he was going to start Andrew Bogut before the fourth game of the NBA Finals. It just, you know, play him, don't play him. It's not central to the series.
It only would have been a great story, as far as I'm concerned, if after the game had started, the camera had gone to the coach and he'd say, "Hey, see what I did there? Is it pretty good, huh?"
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Psych.
This series between the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers is now tied at two games apiece. I assume these finals are living up to the very high expectations you expressed some time ago.
Yeah, it's a terrific series. I wish Cleveland were healthier.
Oh, yeah.
I wish Kyrie Irving were playing. I wish Kevin Love had stayed healthy. But you're seeing, at least on that side of the ball, how great LeBron James really is, because physically, he's not what he was either. And he's keeping this team of I don't want to say cast-offs, but certainly second-line players afloat.
LeBron James's encounter with a courtside camera in Game 4 has inspired a chorus of I told you so's from players and former players. It's a shame that nobody's invented a lens for a camera that would allow you to get close-ups even though you were far away.
Yeah, it's amazing. I just was watching the news the other night, and I saw pictures of the surface of Pluto. And I guarantee you, there was nobody sitting on the surface of Pluto taking those pictures.
Kneeling Pluto side?
Kneeling on one of the moons and focusing in. If only someone would invent a telescopic camera lens.
It'd be great. Barack Obama is said to be neutral as far as the NBA Finals are concerned, but he is rooting for the Chicago Blackhawks in the National Hockey League Finals. Would it be impolite to call the President of the United States a homer?
Cheap. Cheap. So cheap. Hiding from the NBA question by diving into the NHL. Mm. Very cheap, big guy.
The Tampa Bay Lightning boast a more biblical following. Do you have a favorite among the messages our Savior Lutheran Church is sending out to their home team?
This is great. We have a pile of them, actually, because they're apparently putting a new one up every day. But I think my favorite one says, "Solomon was wise, but Killorn went to Harvard."
So who wins, God or the president?
I think there's no question that Tampa wins now, because God does have a sense of humor. And I think he's smiling on the Our Savior Lutheran Church and school.
Walter DiGregorio, late FIFA's director of communications, made a funny this week, Charlie. Here it is. If FIFA's president, its secretary general, and its director of communications are in a car together, who's driving? And the answer is the police.
That's a great joke.
It is. Unfortunately, I guess we can't say of Mr. DiGregorio, he'll be here all week.
No, he won't. Well, he'll be somewhere all week.
He's
but it
lost
won't be,
his job.
It won't be in FIFA headquarters because he got fired for telling the truth.
Meanwhile, FIFA has postponed the bidding process for the 2026 World Cup. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, I don't know. Perhaps it takes them that long to sort through the envelopes. I have, you know, the plain brown ones that bulge suspiciously. Either that, or they've decided that they're going to do this one honestly, and they just don't know
how.
They
don't know how to
do it. And they need more time.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. They're all looking at each other saying, you know what? We can't do this.
Has anybody in our room ever done anything on the merits?
Right.
Anybody. You there, sweeping up in the back. Have you been an honest janitor? You decide where the World Cup is going.
Pia Sundhage, who now
Say that again, because that's a great name.
Pia Sundhage, who now coaches Sweden, used to coach the U.S. women's soccer team. And this week she announced that a couple of those U.S. players, whom her team would soon face, were difficult to coach and prone to trouble. Is this a calculated move?
I think it probably is, but I think it would be very hard to argue at this point that Hope Solo, for example, isn't a little bit of hard to handle.
Prone to trouble.
Not just if you're Pia Sundhage, but if you're local law enforcement.
And finally, Charlie.
Hey, here we go.
When athletes fail tests for performance-enhancing drugs, it often enhances their ability to come up with creative excuses for the test results. Kang Soo-il is a striker for the South Korean men's soccer team, and he may have taken the lead for best explanation ever for a failed test. What do you think?
Yeah, he failed a PED test, and he blamed what he called mustache-growing cream.
Mm-hmm.
And there actually is such a thing as mustache-growing cream. And I think suckers are being born at a far bigger rate than one every minute these days.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce and his mustache at Grantland, and he joins me each week on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.